This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batson with Joseph Sternberg of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal based in London, writing political economics about the EU, about the UK after Brexit, about the United States, about China. Joe was many years in China writing for the Wall Street Journal. Now we turn to the story that has dominated the lives and concerns of the government of the United Kingdom. The death by violence of a member of parliament, a man very much beloved, I read about. Amos is his last name. Amos was his last name. His widow, his family, brokenhearted. The attention that this story is getting is deserved because the man died in service to his constituents. A young man whose motives are bizarre at this point, although the authorities suggest there is a link to jihad or extremism, made an appointment to meet him. And when he kept the appointment, Amos did, at a church, the man took out a knife and killed Amos. The question now is, what is to be done? Joe, I read all the contradictions that are necessary to work through this problem. They're still investigating where this young man, who's British-born, Somali heritage, but British-born, where he came up with the notion that you kill an MP for what end? He's now in custody, and he's said to be cooperating to the limits. But I read his grammar school teachers are paralyzed. His school teachers, the people who knew him as a younger person. In fact, he went to one school with the very prominent actress Kate Moss. So this was not a part of the United Kingdom that is deprived in any fashion or alienated. This is a middle-class environment. I believe his father was a diplomat. So what is to be done, Joe? Are they capable of guarding their members of parliament? Are they talking about it?
Well, I think we're going to have a bunch of different discussions that are going to be going on at the same time here. I mean, one of them is going to concern the alleged attacker, who I believe has been arrested, although there is still a lot of mystery around precisely what the motivation might have been for this. And so I think we should avoid speculating too much about that. I mean, there are discussions about whether he had been on the radar screen of, the main anti-radicalism organization that tries to reach out and intervene people who have been flagged as potentially being at risk of radicalization. But he does not appear to have been on any police watch lists of that sort. So I think that there's going to be one discussion about exactly what the motive might have been, in this case, and whether there are things that the authorities could have done to try to catch it sooner. I mean, and there have been a lot of big discussions about this in the wake of previous incidents, some of them terror attacks. And so I think that will be going on. But then there's also this issue of how exposed British members of parliament are to this sort of thing. I mean, he was.
We have David a minute, Amos, Joe. One minute. Go ahead. Yeah. 1 minute.
Well, I mean, the members of parliament here spend a lot of time with their constituents. The constituent to member ratio is very small. So people are in the habit of reaching out to their MPs, having a lot of direct contact with them. It's going to be very difficult for the British system of government to adapt if they discover that they can't do that anymore on security grounds. So that's a major question they have to grapple with.
The passing of Conservative Member of Parliament Sir David Amos remains a mystery to be solved. The question here is, can you govern with a screen between your constituents and your voice? Open question right now. This is Joseph Sternberg of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.